don't care how many people you help save and bring to the body of Christ, but are you rapture ready? Because according to his word, that he says that many on that great day will say, Lord, Lord, well, didn't we prophesy? Didn't we heal the sick? Didn't we raise the dead? And he will say on that great and terrible day, turn away from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. What do I mean? I mean that God can still use you in the earth realm to cause people to come into the body of Christ. He can use you and you can still be a worker of iniquity. He can use you. He can still hide. He can still have you. He can use you and you still be fired. He can use you and you can still be what? In sin. He can use you according to the word. He said, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. God, on today, Lord, help us get right with you.
Yes.
Lord, we repent, God, of every false glory to God, of every false idol, God. We repent, God, from every negative idol thought, God. We repent, God, and we cast out every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Lord, we repent, God, for having unbelief. We repent, God, for not moving in faith. Because, Lord, your word says that we don't operate in faith, God. Glory to God. That not having faith is a sin. Not having faith is a sin. So, Lord, we restore the right mind, the right posture back unto you, that we may be rapture ready. Yes, God. We humble ourselves to not exalt ourselves higher than we ought to. We humble ourselves, even though we know the scripture inside and out. We humble ourselves, even though we have a relationship with you. And we call upon the name that is above every name. And we pray to you every day. We humble ourselves, God, to say, to acknowledge, we don't have every answer. We don't know everything. We repent, God. Work on us, God. Restore us on a daily basis. 365, 7 days a week. Lord, we need you every hour. We need you every minute, God. Keep us humble that we move in you. Keep us humble that we flow in you. Keep us humble that we acknowledge that we need you. Keep us humble that we don't sin. Keep us humble that we live a holy life so we will be rapture ready.
Yes. Praise God.
And let us be in such a position, God. Yeah. Let us be so ready for the rapture. Let us be so ready to when people see us, the illumination, they don't see us, but they see the Messiah. To where they don't see us, but they resonate. To where we have so much influence on us. To where they recognize the anointing that is on our lives. And they run to us and say, what must I do to be saved? We don't want to be caught up, God, in conferences and all that's great. But God, we want to exalt you. We repent, God. We acknowledge that we need you, Jesus, on a daily basis. Yeah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Begin to deal with our hearts, God. Deal with the hearts of the believers, God. Deal with our heart, God, that we acknowledge that we need you. Deal with us, God, that we can repent and turn from wickedness. Deal with us, God.
Yes.
Now, what I want, Zion, you can sit in your seats. But I want you to lift up a holy cry unto the Lord. And when I say a holy cry, meaning that you just open up your mouth and you begin to worship God. And you begin to let him know, Lord, I need you. Lord, I acknowledge you. Lord, I reverence you. Lord, I'm nothing, Lord, I know I'm nothing apart from you. Come on, Zion. Begin to lift up your voices. That we may be rapture ready. That we may be rapture ready. Come on, Zion, lift up your voice as a holy cry. A holy cry. I feel that in my spirit, a holy cry. To begin to let the Lord know that I need you, God. I need you, Lord. I'm nothing without you, God. Get with me, King Jesus. Yes, God, restore me. Heal me. Set me free. Where Jesus is, there's freedom and there is liberty. Come on, Zion, because I promise you, if you are crying out for God to provide something for you in the natural, you'll be screaming and crying, you'll be yelling, you'll be here at the altar, you'll be saying, God, pay this bill, and God, I need my car note paid, and God, I need my house paid. But God said, do not be more desperate for things than you are for me. Do not be more desperate for things that are fading away, that are passing away, that are nothing but a mere vapor. Do not be so desperate for that, to where you are not, glory to God, you are not in position to be desperate for me. What's your posture? What is your posture? What is your posture? God said, be desperate for me. Be hungry for me. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, that where you may be filled. Hunger and thirst after me. Hunger and thirst after me. Yes, God, I posture is here at the altar. I posture is to acknowledge. Yes, God. No longer. No longer will our jobs. Will our jobs be more important than you? No longer. Our commitment to our jobs will override or rule or reign us being in your presence. No longer will money take your place. No longer. Will my husband or my spouse take your place? No longer, God. Let's worship Him for a couple of moments. Will you be praising Him when the rapture happens? When the rapture comes, what would be your posture? Will you be in a place of prayer? A place of worship?
Do.
Bless you, brother. We love you. Hope you're doing well. Stand to your feet, Zion. I just really feel a place in my spirit. Before we do an announcement, before we do the tithing and the offering, before we do what's established to do, let me say this. Many of you are tired. Many of you are not only tired in this physical, but you're tired in the spirit. And it's moments like these, glory to God, when He begins to really reestablish what we're here for. When He begins to bring a realization, don't forget, don't get caught up, glory to God, that the rapture is coming. Don't forget, glory to God, that I'm coming for my bride. Many of you have not been having the typical 2018 that you prophesied, and that what was prophesied to you and what was spoken to you. Do you not know, glory to God, that most of us in here have literally had a rough year? And can I tell you why? He's getting us rapture ready. Trials, tests, and tribulations come to where it has the ability to center our focus. It gives us the ability to acknowledge that we need Him like never before. Don't get it confused, because it's all about the cross. Center our focus.
Yes, Jesus.
To where you will never be able to leave these doors and say, I never heard no one talk about me, talk to me about the Antichrist, the false prophet, about the rapture. This is the explicit gospel. And I know topics like this are not popular. But can I ask you, what would be your posture? What would be your position when He comes as a thief in the night?
Yes.
We'll be so caught up and worried about things of this life and things of this world to where so caught up in what your family members are doing and what they are doing and what they're not doing. Will you be so caught up in paying bills and building your career and doing all these other things that look successful to men? What is your posture? What is your position? Will you be rapture ready? And I love moments like this because it's so thought-provoking. So we're not caught up in the hoop, the holler. But we want the believers to center their focus and know that it's all about King Jesus. And to not be dismayed and to not be swayed into the great falling away. And I feel that I know I'm not the only one, Bishop, but I'm praying for a large amount of people in my family. Glory to God. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect or nothing like that, because I know my righteousness before God is nothing but filthy rags, and I know for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I'm praying, Sister Shanika, that on that great day they will be ready. And I know I'm not the only one that has family members who you've been praying for, and you've been tarrying, and you've been praying and warring for in the spirit realm. God, let them be ready. Lord, let them see the true salvation of the spirit of the living God. Lord, let them know you before it's too late. Lord, let them have an encounter with you before that great and notable day. Lord, let them, God, be able to see you for who you are, and not what I say, but for who you are. Lord, let me be that great example. I know we have family members. Can I tell you what you're feeling and why you have not been able to let them go? Because how you pray and how you intercede, you feel the weight of them on you every time you come into the service, every time you go into prayer, you feel the weight of them. God is saying, don't let them go. Don't throw the towel in. Continue to intercede and pray. Because you are where you are at today because someone prayed and interceded for you and did not give up on you.
Yes.
So continue to pray that they too will be rapture ready. So don't worry about what they're dealing with right now, but pray for their future. Pray that they may see the Messiah for who he is. A lot of us have sons and daughters. Some people in here are a little bit older than me, and they have sons and daughters that are my age, and sons and daughters that are adults, and sons and daughters that have children. But continue to pray for them, because the prodigal sons and daughters are coming back. They're going to be restored back to their first love. And can I tell you, parents, that your labor has not been in vain with your children. Your labor has not been in vain, woman of God. Your labor has not been in vain, woman of God. Your labor has not been in vain.
Yes.
So God said, don't worry about your children, but just continue to pray for them.
Yes.
Don't put your hand on them anymore and try to physically move them to a place, but continue to pray for them, yes. Sister Shanika. Woman of God, your labor has not been in vain with your children.
Yes.
Mom Benny, your labor has not been in vain with your children. As you stay in the right position, in the right posture, and that is the foundation, which is what built on prayer, and praying and interceding for them, not physically touching them anymore, but praying in the spirit realm. Your labor is not in vain. Their blood is not on your hands anymore.
Thank you, God.
You've been walking around with their blood on your hands, and you've been feeling like their blood has been on your hands, but their blood is not on your hands because you've done what you were called to do. You prayed. You showed them who Jesus was. You read the word. You prayed. They saw you in the midst of your position and your trials, your tests, your tribulation. You were there in the right posture. You were there at church. You were praying. You were making sacrifices. You were paying tithes and offerings when you didn't have any more money. Sister, listen, your labor has not been in vain. Your labor has not been in vain. Your labor has not been in vain. I keep hearing the Lord saying that, mothers, your labor has not been in vain in here. You're worried about the salvation. You're worried about glory to God. God, give them another day. God, give them more grace. God, give them more mercy. God, have mercy on them, God. Lord, I don't want to see them die in this position. But the Spirit of living God is saying, Lord, you stay in the right position, in the right posture, woman of God. Your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Continue to pray. Continue to trust me for what I said I will do. Because I am not a man that I shall not lie. I cannot lie. My word will not return unto me void. You've been praying. And you've been praying, and God said, continue to lift them up. Put them on the altar of fire. Put them on the altar of fire, and just continue to pray for them.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Glory
to God.
Thank
you. My God.
Hallelujah.
I keep hearing it. Your labor has not been in vain.
Yes.
They're not where they need to be. They're not in the right position. But God said, I've heard your prayers, woman of God. I've heard your prayers, woman of God. I've heard your prayers.
Yes.
And you're wondering, God, when are you going to answer, God? When am I going to see it? But God said, you're going to see it on that great and notable day out of my soul. On that great and notable day. So continue to pray. Continue to stay in the right position, the right posture, praying and tearing and interceding. because God said, I have them in a palm of my hand. I have them in a palm of my hand, says the Spirit of the living God. You keep declaring, you keep decreeing, you keep speaking the word over their lives. That's all you want to do. Because God is saying, you did the physical labor. You did the physical birthing. You did the physical position in the earth realm. You birthed them out. You birthed them out physically. You did the physical labor. You raised them. You raised them to the best of your ability. You did what you needed to do physically. I keep them lifted in prayer. They will be rapture ready. On the great and notable day. But know this, they're looking at you as the example. Does mom and dad really believe? Do they really live this life? Are they really who they say they are? So they're watching you every time you come to church, every time you pick up your Bible, every time they hear you pray, every time they hear you call in the name of Jesus, every time you attend the assembly of the saints, every time they're watching you. When you leave, what did you get? When you leave, what's your lifestyle? When you leave, what's your possession? When you leave, how do you live? When you leave, how do you talk? When you leave, how do you walk? Do you really know this Messiah that you want me to know? Because I'm looking at you to be the example. Woman of God, your labor has not been in vain. My God. Your labor has not been in vain, not only for them, but your labor has not been in vain. We're praying for your spouse. Praying for your husbands. Keep your husbands lifted in prayer. Keep them lifted in prayer. You want to know where the fire is, and God, why don't they love you the way I love you? But God said, take your mouth off of them. Don't will them. Don't do anything. But also put them at the altar. You've been praying about addictions. You've been praying about, you've been praying about certain things they've been addicted to. They might be addicted to work. They might be addicted to drugs. They might be addicted to alcohol. But keep them lifted in prayer. Your labor has not been in vain for your spouses either. Spirit is just really, really doing some work, doing some transformation.
Yes, he is.
He's restoring his purpose, his will, and his way. He's restoring marriages, I believe. He's restoring your marriages. He's restoring it. He's restoring it. He's restoring it. Glory to God.
Yes.
My God.